elf who has a lot of adorable socks. I know for a fact that you have received gifted socks more than one time.
Do you want to hear the saddest thing? I have literally, so I have a pretty big nightstand, and I have an entire drawer full of dress socks, and I can't wear, well, I mean, I guess I could wear them, but I don't wear any of them because I don't wear pants anymore. I only wear shorts, and you can't really wear dress socks with shorts. So I have dozens of pairs of great dress socks, and I've worn, like, I went to a funeral and... I guess like my college graduation, I wore dress socks too. So that's like the two times I've worn dress socks in the last, I don't know, 3 years. So it's a bummer. I do have a lot, but I don't ever wear them. So I guess I should give them to a good home.
Well, yeah, socks are still at the top of the underrated Christmas list.
100% agree.
Reddit did a big poll. We talked about this. And there are so many ways to gift socks. And here's a really fun, special, last-minute way that you can do it. And it's partially kid-centric, partially not. We've all seen, like, the custom socks with, like, your girlfriend's face on them. And it's a little weird. They have, like, boxers and stuff, too. I fully endorse any weirdness that you want to dive into. But on the less weird scale, if you need an absolute last minute gift, go to the grocery store or the Walgreens and get a pack of crayons and a pack of paper and hand them to a kid and have them draw something. You can then take that drawing and turn it into socks. The actual customized socks are going to take a second to show up, okay? But what you can do is gift the art supplies now at the last minute and have them start working on their drawing, and then do the socks to follow. There's two reasons why this is awesome. One, you're beating the holiday rush. And two, it's another opportunity to support some of our small business owners on sites like Etsy. There's a link to one seller, but you can hop on and find these individual printers and sellers pretty easily instead of going to the mass produced websites that we all know that are just going to crank them out. And it's one of those things where it looks like you thought about it a lot in advance, but you can throw the whole thing together super quick and it's interactive and it's fun. So I don't know, Cliff, you saw some of the example socks I sent. What are you thinking?
The one, like when you, the one she sent immediately has a picture of Grogu, baby Yoda from the Mandalorian series. And it is maybe the cutest thing I've ever seen. Like I was literally in the middle of a sentence when she sent it to me and I just like went silent and just was, oh my gosh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. These are, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of turning kids' artwork into stuff because if you don't do that, you often end up with just like I have so many just like single weird pieces of paper with a drawing that Carter did on him, and you don't want to throw them away because they're so cute. But at the same time, like, you know, 50 years from now, like I'm going to die and someone's going to pull out this weird, like, what is this thing? I love the idea of putting it onto socks and like really being able to use that thing, you know, in your day to day. Like, and every time you looked at those socks, I swear, every time you look at these socks, you would, as a parent, as a human, just go like, oh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Like, I love this so much.
Okay. And this might be a little bit heavy for We're So Xmas. But an idea just popped into my head, and you know me, Cliff, when an idea comes, I gotta share it.
You gotta share it.
So Cliff is talking about how he's got all of these pieces of artwork from his kid, Carter. How profound would it be if you're a parent right now of an adult child or an older child, and you find some of their vintage artwork, and again, you don't know what to do with it. It's probably going to get thrown away one day when someone goes through your stuff. What if you take that artwork and you start printing socks?
That'd
and
be
then
amazing.
One day when you pass away, all of this artwork is in sock form is waiting for your adult child with little notes about how much you loved them. And you loved them so much that you not only kept their drawings, but you turned them into socks. And it's kind of that last hug that as a parent you can leave for your kid. I mean, how special would it be as opposed to a kid going through their parents' house one day when things are sad, you know, and, oh, this is my old drawing, let's throw this away. Instead, you go through and you find this brand new pair of socks with this note that says, I loved you so much, I turned this into socks. Like, let me give you one last hug. So as heavy as that is, maybe that will bring someone some joy by just, like, releasing that idea out into the universe.
Like, you don't have to wait until you die either. You could just buy your kids socks with your drawings.
That's true. Drawings
if you want to just be slightly more normal, you could just find your kids' drawings and buy them socks with those drawings on them. But either way, you know, like, it can be a post-dead thing or it can be a next week thing. Either way, these socks are great. I love them. Those are great. So.
Okay, bring it back to more fun and happy, Cliff.
Heather, have you ever thought? I mean, you've got a really cool job. You shouldn't quit your job. That seems dumb.
No.
Amanda Ware. So she's about our age. She's 43, like right in between us. And she 5 years ago.
Wait, what? I'm 29. Right, Cliff. Come on.
My bad. I forget sometimes. The problem is, Heather, is you seem like so wise that it's really hard for me to continue to understand that you're just a mere 29 years old. You seem so worldly. And it's weird because I did not think that you were like 19 when I met you. Yeah. Anyway, when she was in her late 30s, she was a teacher and she quit her job to become a professional tree decorator. So now she has her own company. She decorates about 100 trees a year. Each tree takes between 2 and 5 hours. Would you like to guess how much each tree she charges to decorate a tree?
Ooh, $100?
$1,000.
Wow. We are in the wrong for. We need a side hustle, Cliff.
They started $1,000. She said she's decorated trees that cost up to $10,000. Everyone's custom. She does about 100 a year. All of her work takes place in the fourth quarter, so she does not work besides probably marketing. January through August. She does most of her actual working in November and she, you know, I mean, you do the math. She makes about $100,000 a year plus. So maybe when, you know, you get those emails and those like Facebooks, they're like, hey man, have you tried to rise and grind in your latest side gig? Maybe the side gig should be decorating Christmas trees because it sounds like, I mean, could you imagine paying $1,000 to have someone decorate your Christmas tree? Like, what kind of money do you have to have for that?
Even if we undercut this woman and charged $500 and split it, we still would be doing pretty okay.
If we charged $500 and had to supply all our own decorations, we'd still be doing okay. The article does not mention whether she has to buy the decorations out of that or not, but it does say that part of her income is selling decorations. So my guess is that it might be on top of that. When you buy a $10,000 tree, that's when you buy $1,000 worth of decorating services, $9,000 worth of baubles and ornaments. The trees she decorates are gorgeous. I'll link to them in our show notes, but I mean, they're very, very impressive, but I don't know if they're $1,000 tree impressive. Anyway, I told Brooke that and she's all over it.
Yeah. Cliff and I talked about how We Are So Xmas has been going for 6 seasons. And I can say that in 6 seasons of doing this podcast, we have made exactly one set of charcuterie serving ware that we got from the Food Network. That was our only profit, quote unquote, this gifted item that the Food Network sent us. And there was only one, so I have it at my house right now. But it's like, Dude, we are doing the raw. We are so Xmas needs to branch out as a brand.
We'll start making t-shirts. It'll be great. You'll find us on TeePublic. It'll be mm-hmm. fantastic. Yeah, no, I'm absolutely into starting my own tree decorating company. It sounds fantastic. Like I could work a real job for the first 9 months out of the year and just like, sorry guys, I take September through December off and I decorate Christmas trees. Like it's great.
One of the things about Christmas is tradition, and one of the things that we love to do in media is repeat. So I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this next holiday idea in the past, but we're going to revisit it. It's a zero-cost experience that you can do with your friends, with your family, by yourself, and it's super meaningful.